On February 3rd, an anti-fracking activist climbed a 150-foot crane on the site of Dominion Resources Liquid Natural Gas, or LNG, refinery and export terminal under construction at Cove Point, Maryland. Carling Southern, 27, works as a teacher at a farm school in Baltimore and is a member of the group SEED, Stopping Extraction and Exports Destruction. It's one of many organizations, local and regional, campaigning to stop the $3.8 billion LNG project. Opponents say the LNG terminal will bring noise and dangerous pollution to residents living near the site in the town of Lusby, greatly increase fracking throughout the Marcellus Shale region where natural gas is extracted, and blow a hole in any attempt to rein in carbon pollution to keep climate change from going into overdrive. Between the Lines' Melinda Tuhus, who's worked on the Cove Point issue, spoke with Southern after she was brought down from the crane, arrested, and released. Here she explains what motivated her to engage in this civil disobedience action and what she believes is at risk if the export terminal is built.
Heather Doyle and I entered the Dominion Cove Point site, and we proceeded to climb onto the crane structure, and Heather was my belay person as I climbed to the top of the crane. And at the top, I unfurled a banner that read, "Dominion, get out," and "Don't frack Maryland," and "No gas export," and "Save Cove Point."
How did you get down from the top of the crane?
I tried to come down on my own by asking for my rope back. The end of my rope, the part that Heather was attached to, once Heather was removed from the crane, the police officer tied off the end of my rope so that I could not retrieve my rope to allow myself to come down on my own. So they lowered the crane with me on it. So I felt a bit unsafe because I didn't know what was happening.
Carling Southern, what led you to take this kind of action, which seems like could be pretty risky to your safety and also carry a legal risk?
I've actually been out of the country for a little while, and I returned back to Maryland this past summer. And pretty soon after I got back to Maryland, I found out about this project, Dominion's project in Cove Point. And for the last few years, I've been learning more about natural gas fracking and its impacts on the environment and the communities where this process is happening, and have felt very strongly against the practice of natural gas drilling. And when I found out about this project, the more I was learning about the impact that it would have, the more I wanted to do something about it. So I found a group of people that were actively working on stopping this project from happening. And in the last few months, there's been a lot of activity as far as protests and actions taken to raise awareness about what this project is going to mean for the nearby community, but also the region and even beyond just Maryland.
What do you think those impacts are or could be?
In the immediate region, well, they're clear-cutting lots of land for this project. They're not even hiring local folk. And to send natural gas abroad means that the prices of natural gas here in the U.S. are going to go up. It also means that if we're starting to ship natural gas outside of the U.S., that we're going to need to be producing more natural gas in the U.S. Right now, there is no fracking happening in Maryland, but it seems very likely that it will be on the table shortly, especially with a new governor that supports it. So in Western Maryland, there is the Marcellus Shale, which is an area where lots of natural gas exists underground, and so it's somewhat easily accessible. So the likelihood that natural gas fracking will start happening in Western Maryland seems very high. And once that happens, then the natural gas needs to get to the export facility somehow, and that would be through pipelines. So there's going to be thousands of miles of pipelines built to transport this gas to the export facility. Also, at this particular Cove Point facility, they have to build a plant to change the gas from gas to liquid. The liquid makes it so that it's easier to ship. There's lots of negative environmental impacts associated with that process. So on various levels, there's not going to be any benefit to the community.
The Cove Point LNG export terminal has gotten all its approvals and is already under construction. So do you really think there's any chance of stopping it?
If I didn't think there was a chance of stopping it, I wouldn't have done what I did the other day. I absolutely still believe that we have the power to cancel this project, to stop them where they're at now. And I believe in the people that are putting their lives on the line and that are organizing. I believe in our power of community to make sure that Dominion doesn't move forward with this project. I think it's a big challenge, and Dominion has a lot of money, but there's a lot of willpower, and and we're willing to fight, and you know, we know what's at risk, and we're going to do what we can to stop it.
That was Carling Southern of the group SEED, Stopping Extraction and Exports Destruction. Southern was charged with trespassing and failure to obey a lawful order, both misdemeanors, and has a court date in March. Several other activists who also disrupted construction at the site go to court on February 23rd. Learn more about groups opposed to natural gas fracking by visiting our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.